Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and every day this week we're going to send you off to your lunch hour with a little five-minute Food for Thought series, something to chew on. Yesterday we spoke about no-need bread. Later this week we'll look at tear-free onions and the perils of traveling with stinky cheese. But today it's corn, a very basic food item with a very complex cultural history. Almost everything Americans eat these days contains corn. Corn-based processed foods, corn-fed meat, high-fructose corn syrup, which is much vilified as one of the main culprits behind the obesity epidemic. But did you know that the corn found at the local key food or even the local farmer's market bears little resemblance to the corn that Native Americans introduced to the Europeans in the 16th century or to the corn that's currently found as close as Mexico? Well, joining me now to talk briefly with us about American and Mexican corn is Zarela Martinez, cookbook author, teacher, and owner of the Mexican restaurant, Zarela. Zarela Martinez, welcome back to WNYC. Hi.
Well, it's great to be back, and on one of my favorite subjects of all.
What is the difference between American corn and Mexican corn?
Well, basically, the corn has been bred, the starch has been bred out of American corn to produce that soft, sweet, kind of, you know, cloying kind of corn that people in the United States like. It's in Mexico, we have a soft starch, a floury starch that makes the tortillas toothsome and satisfying and, you know, kind of chewy.
And you wrote in the introduction to your cookbook, The Food and Life of Oaxaca, that nothing about U.S. cooking bothers Mexicans more than the corn, yeah?
Yes, because it makes everything sweet. You know, if, let's say you're making a vegetable soup and you cook the corn in it, you end up with something sweet and not, you know, and not satisfyingly chewy.
Is it because of Americans having a particular taste for sweetness or the pressures of the cattle industry, or why?
Well, I think because it's a matter of taste. And the corn that's found in the United States is called flint corn or dent corn. It has a hard starch. That's the field corn, you know, that they feed to animals.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that people eat has is that sweet variety. And, you know, and that Mexican corn is even really hard to find in Mexico now.
I've heard that's because of NAFTA. Is that true?
It's partly because of NAFTA, because now all the subsidies are going to be lifted completely. They've been gradually been lifted. But also because of in the revolution, every Mexican was allowed a little parcel of land, which does not allow for industrialized growing of corn. Mm. So, you know, everybody has a little bit in the back, but what's happening, because corn mutates so fast, you're losing a lot of the old strains of Mexican corn.
Since Mexicans are such a fast-growing immigrant group in the United States, do you think we might eventually see some demand for Mexican corn and other people could taste it too?
You know, one of the biggest questions that I get asked on my website, you know, it's about corn, www.sarela.com, because people really want to make their own nixtamal. You can't make real tortillas anywhere. You can't find them in New York.
Hmm.
Everybody makes them out of that powdered corn meal, you know.
So would a real tortilla be less sweet?
Yes, and it'll be, the tortillas, that is not sweet at all. But what it is if it's made from nixtamal, it's satisfying and, you know, just has a totally different smell and flavor, mm-hmm. because the corn is treated with calcium hydroxide.
And a different texture, I guess.
Absolutely.
So where would you advise someone to go who's determined to find real Mexican corn?
There's one great website called Melissa Guerra, and I'll put it up on my website today. And she has the corn that's used for pozole. And also, you can go on the internet if you want to buy wholesale, let's say, and you can just put in pozole corn or Mexican corn, mm-hmm. and you can actually find it and order it by the 50-pound sack.
And your restaurant, Zarela, on 2nd Avenue between 51st and 52nd Street, serves 50th and 51st on 2nd Avenue, serves traditional Mexican dishes. Do you find Mexican corn to cook with there?
Yes, absolutely. We get it from Melissa, you know, because she's one of the few people that can get it. You know, I always say that in New York, it's easier to find live maguey worms than it is to find Mexican corn. But I think something is being done about it. And now because the NAFTA is being lifted, it goes both ways. So the Mexican-type corn is going to be able to be brought into the United States.
What's your website again?
www.zarela.com.
Zarela, it's been great to have you back on the show. Thanks
and
a lot.
It's great to be invited back. Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I think I'm having corn soup for lunch. I guess it'll be American corn. I love corn chowder, though. Food star Nigella Lawson joins Leonard after the news to share her recipes for quick, easy-to-put-together meals. Broadway music star Idina Menzel from Rent and Wicked on her new solo album called I Stand. And more coming up with Leonard Lopate right after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. Brian Lehrer, talk to you tomorrow with Bob Carey, John Negroponte, and others.